And joining us is our 36th District State Representative, Jim Stamas. How are you today, Jim?
Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. I'm sure you're keeping busy this time of year.
Definitely being busy. We yesterday sat and heard the governor's presentation on the proposed budget for the 2017-2018 fiscal year for the Senate. Not for the Senate, but for the state.
Yeah.
So I was very pleased with it. I like that the governor stayed focused on the residents of Michigan, staying focused on jobs, education, our infrastructure, paying down debt in a couple of different areas. He's continuing to make investment in our schools with the 2X formula for additional dollars going to the schools. So a $50 to $100 increase per pupil. Hopefully is what we'll end up with for our schools. On top of that, additional dollars going towards the helping out the kids with that are at most at risk.
Right.
He also was concentrating on our seniors, adding an additional $3.5 million to help out with those that are in need with in-home meals and wheel services, which I thought continues to be a great program to help out our seniors. Also staying focused on the infrastructure as we've had the tax increase on roads, an additional $214.3 million on top of the $600 million that we've already been doing in the last year, going towards roads, which is spread across not only the state, but the county and to the locals, which was outstanding. And then the other one that I thought was a great opportunity that we're going to talk about, and I was appreciative that the governor did it, was some tuition help for our students. Uh-huh. And so almost $22 million between the community colleges and our veterans that we're trying to get out there to help our students finish and complete college. Going back to the schools, additional skill trades investment in our local schools, with the primary investment being, in the high school levels, the K-12 levels, looking at how do we continue to work on bringing some of those skills into the schools. We've been working on it through the community colleges and other programs, but this year we're going to expand that and go into our community into our schools. So I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Just sort of switching topics, I had a fantastic time at Perchville for the kickoff. It's already been almost a week, 2 weeks, I guess, but I stopped by the, we went and saw the Amazing Race kickoff. What a great a great turnout with the teams, and then we went over and watched a couple of them jump into the lake, which was a little bit chillier than I was thinking for that day. I also stood by at one of the checkpoints of the village, Truck 2, and even tried one of the chocolate onions, which my wife was not too excited about for my birthday after that. It's probably the one thing coming up that I'm excited that will be up in the Augray area. Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday for the trivia night at the Knights of Columbus, which is always a great turnout for the community. Okay. It helps raise money for the foundation. And so just continue to stay busy working on committees, getting out in the district. I'm headed up to Alpena tonight for the Chamber of Commerce event.
Sure.
And then back down to Lansing for the GOP state convention. And so busy week, busy weekend.
Boy, no doubt about it. And I'm sure if we can't see you at any of those events that you're going to be at, the best way to get a hold of you would be to give your offices a call.
Absolutely. And that number is 1-855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036.
Excellent. And yeah, I enjoyed seeing you out there too at the amazing Perchville race. It was an exciting afternoon, and of course Perchville last weekend. And I know I'll see you at some of the events coming up too through the winter, spring, and summer months, because you're always on the move, Senator.
I'm always trying to be out there. It was great to see you at the finish line at the Perchville, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
You betcha. 36th District State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend.
Thank you, sir. I hope you have a great weekend.